Blog Talk Radio.
Nuggets, they look good on you.
You were born with a brick.
Nuggets, they look good on you.
That grace is your gift.
Nuggets, they look good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
Nuggets, they look good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world
system.
Will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems are designed to make it out what
is. Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world. Well, welcome. Welcome to another broadcast of Kingdom Development Institute, where we are blessed, hallelujah, to be a blessing. Glory to God. Even in the midst of this pandemic, God is still God. God has not changed. God neither sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. God neither sleep nor does he slumber. We want to thank you for tuning in to another awesome broadcast that God has allowed us to be here in the land of the living and in our right mind. Amen. In our right mind. Amen. I pray that you are in your right mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That gift, it looks good on you, and you wear it well. I'm going to play just a little bit of this song, and I pray that you take it personal.
It looks good on you.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better you than you.
Good.
And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you. And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
Well.
Alto.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Y'all wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude.
I want to encourage you to encourage yourself. Amen. Encourage yourself as Paul. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself because God has need of you. Sometimes we don't think that we're qualified, and no, we're not. But if we're willing and obedient, the Bible says that we will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast. This is Pastor Teresa Docks. Again, I am so excited about what God is doing in this season. He's always working and he's always moving. He's always up to something. You know, my sister, Pastor Celeste, she always say Jehovah sneaky. And when she first said it, I was like, I rebuke that. But then when I began to think about it, God does things suddenly. It's like a sudden change, a sudden change. Father, we thank you for this hour of power. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will supernaturally rest upon us. God, allow us to hear you. Allow us to be clear to your people, God, that not only will they be hear us, but they will become doers of the word, Lord, like never before. Even in this season, God, that you would open up a door of understanding. God, that you would cause them, Lord God, to not only know your ways, Lord God, but know the heart of God. And as we begin to take this flight and enter into the realm of heaven, God, I ask you in Jesus' name, God, that we will come into your presence in the fullness of joy. Because we know, Lord God, that you're here with us. And God, as we teach, God, I ask you to minister to your people. In the mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, there's nothing too hard for God. I want to ask you this question. Is there anything too hard for God? I want you to answer that question. Is there anything too high for God. No, there's nothing too high for God. He said, you have not because you ask not. What are you asking God for? You have to ask for something so you can give God some work to do. Amen. You have not because you ask not. I want you to join me to this flight to heaven. I want you to go with me. We're going to board this flight to heaven. And I want you to begin to see some heavenly things. And as we are preparing ourselves to take this journey on our way to the airport, we're all packed up. Little anxiety may settle in because you want to make sure you haven't forgotten anything. Amen? You know how you're preparing for a trip. There's always that same anxiety that's there. But we're getting ready to board the airplane. Amen. We're going to board the airplane. So, ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten your seatbelt sign. Why isn't your seatbelt fastened? If you haven't already done so, I want you to begin to look underneath your seat and up above, and you can see that your carry-on luggage can go underneath the seat in front of you. And in the overhead bin, your extra luggage there. I want you to take your seat and fasten your seatbelt. Why isn't your seatbelt fastened? Why aren't we prepared for this flight? Well, I want you to make sure that your seatbelt is fastened, and I want to make sure that you're sitting up in an upright position. I want you to be ready for this flight. And if your seat is next to an emergency exit, I want you to be careful. In other words, if there's a special call on your life, I want you to be careful. Because guess what? There's special instruction. And if you look in front, the instruction card is located by your seat. That will be your Bible. Instructions before leaving Earth, before we leave this flight. And if you do not wish to perform those functions described in the event of emergency, if you're sitting in that emergency exit, I want you to let the flight attendant know to reseat you. Amen. If you're not willing to operate in that special gifting, that special calling that God has for your life, I want you to let him know. Maybe he'll reseat you. Because guess what? He'll bring down one to raise up another. But let's go back to the flight. I want to remind you that this is a non-smoking flight. Smoking is prohibited on the entire aircraft, including the laboratories. We're not going to go into the laboratories and smoke. We're going to stay on course. And if you're tampering with or disabling or destroying the laboratory smoke detector, it is prohibited by law. We must obey the laws of the kingdom. We can't get away with it because the laws are established. Amen. And if you have any questions about our flight today, don't hesitate to ask one of our flight attendants. And I want to thank you for being obedient to the laws of the kingdom. As we begin to take this flight into the realm of the heavenly, ladies and gentlemen, the doors have now closed. And it's obvious if you're on this flight that your name has been written in the book of life. Amen. My name is Pastor Teresa, and I am the chief flight attendant for this flight. I want you to sit up straight and be prepared for what is to come. This airline flight and the entire crew, we want to welcome you aboard. It's a nonstop service. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact any of our flight attendants. But on this flight, it will last for about 7 hours and 30 minutes, and we'll fly at an altitude that you'll be very comfortable with, unlike the altitude that you were uncomfortable with as you was riding in your car to get here. It's probably about 36,000 feet. And we're going at a ground level speed of 530 miles per hour. We're going to get there faster than you think. God's going to come with a twinkling of the eye. It's going to be a suddenly blessing. It's going to be a suddenly transformation. It's going to be a suddenly, now it is upon us. And I want you to make sure that your seat is back and your tray are in the full upright position and that your seat belt is correctly fastened. Also, all your portable electronic device must be set in airplane mode until the announcements are made upon our arrival. And I want to thank you. I want you to get your Bibles, and I want you to turn, if you would so kindly do so, to Matthew 24 and 44. Now that we're on this flight and we're prepared for the Word of God, we're going to give you a topic. Get right for the flight. Hallelujah. Get right for the flight. Because in this journey is a flight to heaven. In Matthew 24 and 44, the disciples were asking the Lord when they could expect the end of the world to come. And Jesus told them of the many things which will transpire in the last days. And then in verse 36 and 51, I'm going to kind of run through it. Jesus made a plea to men to be ready to meet him in an upright position. Be ready with your seat belt fastened. Be ready to meet him. And when he does come, that you and I will be prepared. We're on this flight together. Now, the second coming of Jesus is not one, but two parts. Part one is an event that has to come, and it's going to be called the rapture. Okay, we got different beliefs on the rapture, but at this time, Jesus will call all of those who have received him as the Savior to come home to heaven. You're on the right flight. At this time, he will raise those believers who have already died. You're on the right flight. And he will take those who are living onto heaven to be with him forever. That's part one. Part two will take place around, based on my studies, 7 years after part one. Amen. This event will see the return of Jesus, hallelujah, Yeshua, in his glory and in his fullness of power. He will descend upon the world and will defeat all of, and this is his enemies. The battle is not yours. I'm going to say it again. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. You're on the right flight. His enemy, he's coming back, and he's going to defeat all of them. And he will establish his kingdom upon the earth. He will personally rule in peace and harmony for 1,000 years. You are on the right flight. Get ready for the flight. And on these two events, neither is more important than the other, but in the eternal scope of things, those of us who are living this evening, which would be you and I, the rapture is the uttermost of importance. Why? Why? You know, because it is the next event, prophetic calendar of God. And it's going to come to pass, and it will happen. In fact, it could happen any day now. It could happen tonight. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen the next day. It can happen at any time. Therefore, it's imperative that men, women, that we understand that there's a great need to be ready. To be ready to meet the Lord when he comes. That your work will be done. That your assignment will be completed. Because he's coming back. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. The church. We're the church. The church is living inside of us. Get ready for the flight. It will be suddenly. It will be suddenly, people. We're talking about suddenly. Now that the doors have closed and you're on this flight and all of your electronic devices are off, your cell phone, hallelujah. I know if you look around, you'll see it near, hallelujah. Your Kindle, you might see it over there. Your iPad, you might see it over there. Turn it off. Because guess what? I want to give you a safety demonstration. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to welcome you aboard our flight. All of your carry-on items have been stored safely. I want to encourage you to begin to open up your Bible. It's the only thing that we are allowing you to hold at this time. All other devices are not sufficient for use, because they can cause turbulence, unexpected turbulence. So I want to encourage you to follow the laws of this flight, the federal laws that prohibit you from tampering with any electronic devices at this time. All devices will be disabled. Amen. If you begin to open your Bibles up, as you begin to turn to 1 Corinthians, 15, hallelujah. I know you're still at 24 and 44, hallelujah. I kind of went through it, but for ministry's sake, I'll go ahead and read through it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is good, and God is getting ready to show himself strong again, once again. As the Lord always, always show himself strong. And as he always is preparing us to get ready, because sometimes we begin to take every day and get so comfortable in it, and we're not prepared for what the Lord is trying to do. And the Bible says, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. He's coming. He's coming back to women still be grinding in the mill, and one shall be taken, and then the other one left. Watch. Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. We talk about him, let's be about him. But know this, that if the good man of the house have known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken in. Verse 44, so therefore, be ye ready, plan. Be ready. Have your seat upright. Have your seat belt on. And be ready for the flight. For in such an hour as we think, not the Son of Man cometh. So who then is a faithful and wise servant? We can't be all over the place. We only do what our masters say do. We only go where our master sent us. Why? Because the steps of a good man, of the Lord. And the Bible says, whom the Lord made, has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. I want you to be able to chew on this meat. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. So verily I say unto you, that he shall make his ruler over all of his goods. You're part of God's good, and he want a return. You know, when you make an investment, you want a return. God has made an investment in you and I. God has made an investment in you. And God is a businessman. He's looking for a rate of return. Because guess what? It will happen suddenly. So again, I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians. And I hope you have your Bibles and not those devices that I told you might cause turbulence. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. And the rapture will take place. It's going to take place. And the Bible says, let me read the King James. The Bible says, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep. And we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of the eye. Twinkle your eye. Bat your eye. At that, the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised, will raise up imperishable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we will be changed. Just that quick. We will. We shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. He said, I'll show you a mystery. To much is given, hallelujah, to much is required. There will be absolutely no time to prepare. You know, no time to fold those clothes all nicely in your suitcase. No time to make a decision what you're going to do with your house, your car. No time to go and get your money out the bank. No time to decide what you're going to have for your last meal. No time. Because he's coming in the twinkling of an eye. Person will be ready at that instant. Or he will not be ready. It's either yes or no. It's either in or out. It's either up or down. Hallelujah. But the Bible is clear in its teaching that we not count on there's going to be another day and I'll do it tomorrow. You know, there's going to be another week. I'll do it next week. In Proverbs 27:1, and I believe this might be the B clause, and the Bible says, but that we shall be saved today. Hallelujah. You locked in on this flight. The door has closed. You're sitting in that upright position. And I got your ear. But ye shall be saved today. I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians. I want to give you the scripture to substantiate. He's coming back. We don't have time to be angry at no one. We don't have time to be disappointed in no one. We don't have time to, we can righteously judge. I will always, you righteously judge based on the scripture. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. And I'll turn to chapter 6, verse 2. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And we're going to read verse 2. Hallelujah. For he says, at the acceptable time, there's going to be an acceptable time. I listen to you. And on the day of salvation, I help you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. God is doing something so prophetic in this realm, in the earth realm right now. God is moving by his spirit. In the Old Testament, you know, we've been looking forward to the last days when God said, I will pour out his favor on his people of Israel and restore the years that the locust has eaten the head of the nation and not the tail. Well, let me serve this notice on you. History is repeating itself. God said, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. And I'm going to restore your days, your life. I just need you to be ready. I'm setting you up. I'm going to bring down one so I can raise up another, not to take your seatbelt off. You got to be careful to keep your seat in an upright position because we're getting ready for takeoff. We're getting ready for takeoff. Things are about to take off in your life. If you only stay focused. If you remove all of the distractions and begin your prophetic writing and stay focused. We already determined that it's going to be a certainly return. There's going to be no announcement. There's no advertisement. There's not going to be any TV ad. There's not going to be a campaign to run. There's not going to be no one to disagree with the count. The Lord will come and go for his church in a split second of time. You know, and when I think about the computer world, you know, there's a division of time called the nanosecond. And this is a span of time that's equivalent to, well, based on the computer, it says 1.5 millionths of a second. I can just imagine that when God comes back, that he's going to come back in his infinite power. And it's going to be even shorter than a second. Because he's not bound to time. And may I remind you that right now is the only time that you have. The only time that you're guaranteed. Yes, because yesterday is a canceled check. Amen? Tomorrow is a promissory note. And today is the only spendable cash you have. It will be suddenly, people, God. It will be suddenly. It will be shocking. It will be solemn. It will be satisfying. And it will be sad for some. But not you. Because you are already on the flight. You are already sitting in an upright position. You already got your seatbelt buckled up and you ready for the flight. But those that don't understand their assignment, that don't understand their identity in God, that don't understand their position of authority. That's what I really want to talk about, position of authority. When Jesus left and sent the Holy Spirit, because they were too great to be here at the same time, and he said, I'm going to put my spirit in you, so I'm still here, but I'm in you. And how dare you? How dare you sit on that gift? How dare you take what God has given you and get so comfortable that you think that the world don't have need of you? And you have his Holy Spirit inside of you that's tugging at your heart. And then your flesh saying, no, they ain't not talking about you. Nope, you're not qualified. Nope, you don't need to do that. Oh, me? No, not me. Yes, you. I'm so happy that I got you on this flight, because the doors are closed and you can't leave. You're not on your electronic devices. You can't hang up. I got you right where I want you, says the Lord. He released this pandemic up on the earth realm so that he can keep you in a place of patience. Not so you can be all over the place. Not so you could be here and there and up the stairs and down the stairs and over here and over there, because I'm positioning you into the place of authority. I'm putting you where I want you. Not where you want to be, but where I have chosen for you to be. You're on this flight. It will be solemn. Solemn because all those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ will be left behind. Those are they that the Lord want us to go and snatch them out of the enemy's mouth. Turn to Luke. Luke 17, hallelujah. And I'm going to read 34, and I will read 35, let's see, and I'll read 36. I hope you're turning your Bibles, because you got your Bibles in your lap. They're the only devices that you are allowed to have on this flight. Amen. And the Bible says, I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, and one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two men shall be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Which one are you? See, after the rapture, there will be so many who will look for their missing loved ones, but they will never, ever find them. And they will never see them in this earth realm again. Mothers will be separated from their children, husbands from their wives. Okay, Luke 12. Can you see it on this flight? Separation from those you love the most, and you know that they're not saved, and you know that this suddenly visitation is going to change their entire life. Turn to Luke 12:42. Amen. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his master will make rule over his household? to give them their portion of food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say, this is Jesus talking, truly I say to you that he will make his ruler over all that he has. And if the servant say in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and began to beat the male and the female servant, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come to a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he will not is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him the unbeliever. I want you to see this thing. Don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven. Don't be distracted by the little things that appear to be big things. It's all set up to distract you. Verse 47. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do accordingly to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For whosoever to whom much is given, that will be you, for him much will be required, that will be you, and to whom much has been committed, that will be you, of him they will ask the more, that will be us. All of this is talking about us. Jesus is talking to us, and the Lord said, basic instruction before leaving earth. See, this verse, it teaches us that today is the time of preparation. If you know to do something and you refuse, you're guilty of sin. That's James 4 and 17. Make note of it. See, it will be a solemn time because the rapture will signal the beginning of the great tribulation. See, that's of an event of this horrible time. It's coming. It's coming nigh. It's coming upon us. Again, it will be suddenly, and it will be solemn. It will be shocking. Can you imagine? You with your boys, and you look around, and they gone, and you still here. You look around, and mama gone, and you calling her, you can't find her. And the people that you call and you looking for to pray and to encourage you, or even those that you might think may not make it, they gone too. You mean really? He made it? And you're still here? It will be shocking. Many will expect to go with the Redeemer. Hallelujah. We listen to all the Zoom meetings, and we go on the prayer line, and we go to church, and we go to Bible class, and, you know, we educate ourselves, and we fortify our relationship with God and man. But to be left behind, I want you to stay seated in that seat, and I want you to keep your seat belt on. And also, I want you to make sure that seat is in an upright position, because God is speaking. God is trying to set you up. Set you up for a blessing. Let me begin to read Matthew 7. Amen. And my time is coming near to a close. But I want you to turn to Matthew 7. And we're going to begin to read 21. And I'll read 21 and 22. Amen. I hope you're flipping through those scriptures. I know you keep on flipping till you find it. And if you got that device out, you are illegal. Amen. Verse 21, and the Bible says, not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. We're on a flight. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, did we not drive out demons? And in your name, didn't we perform many miracles? Can't you see it? Can't you see? But it's going to be shocking. Because the ones you think will, won't. The ones you think going, aren't. Many have false hope for heaven. But do not be deceived. Because God knows the heart. What's in your heart today? Psalms 44 and 21. We're on a mission. We're on an assignment. God gave us a commission. God gave us commission. We have to complete our task. We have to, we must finish our course. Surround yourself with people that encourage you, not people that pull on you and displace you and cause you to be discombobulated where you're not able or you're not focused on finishing what God has called and sent you to do. God know your heart, Psalms 44 and 21. Amen, amen, hallelujah. I get excited about this. I get excited because I understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's going to be shocking. It's going to be shocking. You see a whole bunch of pastors left behind. You see a whole bunch of ministers, evangelists, teachers, prophets, and apostles, and pastors just left behind. There is only one way of salvation this evening. One way. And I want you to turn to John 3 and 3. And a lot of us already know the scripture. This is serious business, people of God. It's serious business. I'm not trying to scare you. But what I'm trying to do is bring you to a point where you understand that time is nigh thee and you don't have time to waste time. And the Bible says, the Bible, but it was Jesus replying at this point. And Jesus said, he answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Jesus answered to them and said, verily, 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 I say unto thee, except a man be changed, except a man be reborn, except a man be established again, he cannot see kingdom of heaven. God is looking for a return. This new birth can only come about through one person. And we know who that is. And that's Acts 4 and 12. And when it is obtained, it is carried with a priceless guarantee. Priceless. John 3:16. You know, someone asked me for a number today, and I told them John 3:16. Hallelujah. John 3:16. And I know you know exactly what it says because you study the word and you got it in your lap. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world as he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but may have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Listen, for God so loved the world. I want you to get it. The world. So loved his saints. For God so loved the world. He not only died for you and I, he died for the world, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Our job is to get the people to understand and believe in him so that they will not perish and have everlasting life. You've been called with, and you've been bought with a price, and there's an assignment on your life. There's a mission. There's a task for you to complete, and God will give you a grace to do it if you just surrender. If you just surrender. Amen. I want you to note John 14, verses 1 through 3, first, second, and third. And then I'm going to give you just a couple more scriptures, and we're going to release you from the line. But it's going to be a shocking time when God comes back. It's going to be suddenly, it's going to be solemnly done, and then it's going to be shocking because it's the rapture. Can you imagine we're on this flight and the rapture comes tonight? Would you be shocked? I mean, we looked up and here we go. You don't hear my voice no more? If you don't, you know he took me. If you hear my voice and those that's left, Lord have mercy. We're working on something. We're working on something. We're not just doing this. We don't want to miss heaven. And the last I heard, hell is still hot. Amen. I want you to turn to 2 Peter 1 and 10. I want to substantiate the word in your spirit so that it will be in your heart and then it will come out of your mouth. Amen. And the Bible says, 2 Peter, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, you shall not fail. You shall pass the test. You shall not fail. He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Don't make it secondary. Make it primary. Diligently make your calling and election sure. Because the gift call is irrevocable. He's not going to change his mind. He's not going to forget about you. You know, there's many called, but it's few chosen. And I want to speak over you. You're chosen today. Brethren, who are beloved by God, that we know that he has chosen us. Amen. We're serious about this walk with Christ. We're serious. We're serious. And I'm going to get ready to close. I want to talk about it will be satisfying. You know, there's going to be a glad reunion at the time. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 and 18, is when your loved ones and the saints of the old and Jesus and the Heavenly Father will all, hallelujah, be there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 and 18, you're going to see your daddy again. And those that have lost your mom, you're going to see mama again, auntie, uncle, cuz. Hey, cuz. You're going to see them. You're going to see them again. There's going to be eternal blessing because it's going to be satisfying. 1 Thessalonians, I read that 4 and 17. Revelation 21 and 4. Revelation 21 and 4. There will be one good thing there. Only one good thing there. Let's read that. Because it's an eternal blessing. You know what eternal means? On and on. You heard that song? On and on. I don't know the rest of it. I just know that part. Amen. It works for me. Amen. And the Bible says in Revelation 21 and 4, he will wipe every tears from their eyes. There will be no more death or moaning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. COVID-19, it's gone. Gone, gone, gone. High blood pressure medication, no more. No more medication. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For old things have passed away and all things will become new. There will be a new body. So there's no more death, no more disease, no more aging, no more pain. You are going to have it going on. 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 53. That gift, it looks good on you. There will be a new home. See, we're pilgrims this evening on this flight. And one day, we're going to go home to live in heaven. And I heard that the streets are made of gold. And I heard that it's no night. You know, it's always daytime. No sin. No curse. Nothing but glory. Glory. Forever. And you on the flight, prepared and ready. It is satisfying to know that I have made ready through faith in Jesus. Yes, the Bible says in Acts 16 and 31, in Ephesians 2, 8 and 20, 8 and 9, Acts 16 and 31, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. So again, I told you, it's going to be such, it'll be solemn, it'll be shocking, it will be satisfying, and last but not least, it's going to be sad. Why? Why would it be sad? Because some who are sitting here, or some that's in your family, or some at the sound of my voice, may not be ready. May not be ready to meet Jesus. But if he was to come right now, you would never have opportunity to be saved. Why would we be sad? Because the rapture going to take place quickly while we're on this flight. I will never see you again. If you're lost, you will never see me again if I'm lost. So no matter how you look at it, it's going to be a sad thing if we miss heaven. You can be made ready right now. All you have to do is start over. Come to Jesus by full faith. And he'll save your soul. John 6 and 37. And what the best part about it is he'll keep you. If you want to be kept, he'll keep you. In 1 Peter 1 and 5, it says, and take he'll not only keep you, he'll take you on a flight. And he'll tighten up your belt. And he'll have the seat sitting up straight. And you'll be en route. Turn for his people. And when you have finished the course, there will be laid up for you a crown of righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll go through a crossing zone, a zone of turbulence. You'll go through the storm, the rain, the fire. You'll go through all of that. But through the storm and in the midst of the storm, ladies and gentlemen, you will descend. And you'll be able to sit back, take your trays out, keep it in an upright position, and you can make sure that your seatbelt is off. And your carry-on luggage is still underneath and seated nice and comfortable. Because we're going to get ready for landing. And in getting ready for landing, this is indicating that we have parked at the gate and that it is safe for you to move about the cabin because you have now arrived to your destination. And at this time, you may use your cell phone if you wish. Your cell phones may only be used once the seatbelt has been released and turned off. So please check your Bible and make sure that you're living the life that we talked about, that you brought aboard, take it with you, go to the highways and the byways and compel men and women to come. Tell them about Jesus. Show them that he lives in you. One of our crew members will be able to assist you if you only pray. Begin to pray. Begin to talk to God as you leave and exit this flight. We're looking forward to seeing you on another in the near future. And I want to encourage you at this time to make your heart right and in a good standing. Forgive those that have hurt you. Let them off the hook. And then begin to go out and do the master's bidding. Amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Because as you go out, you are equipped and you are qualified for the master's use, because that gift looked good on you. Amen, 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 and amen. And I want to tell you one last thing. If you like what we're doing, I want to encourage you to sow where others can grow. Sow, and you can go to www.giveify.com. That's www.giveify.com. And then you can look for Kingdom Builders or Pastor Teresa Dock. And you can just click on whatever program you want to click on. And you're sowing into good ground. And as you go forth to do the Father's bidding, we want to encourage you, keep your seatbelt tight so that things can be right. Keep on the whole armor of God as you fight that good fight of faith. God will go with you with his angels, with swords of fire. And in closing, I want to tell you, position yourself in authority. Amen, amen. God bless everyone. I love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Elder and I want to send you much love. And we thank you for taking this flight with us. Amen. And we pray that no one is jet lagged. Have a wonderful, blessed rest of your evening. God bless you.
You were born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you sit down on your heels.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating.
Yes.
It's a compliment to him.
Give him glory.
For the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
For the gift it will make room.
Uh-huh. Gift.
It looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has graced
you.
And you wear it.
All right, close
it
up now. You wear it. Works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better
the
you than you.
Good.
And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you.
Come on, let's take it up.
Everywhere.